It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Worship and Wellness Broadcast here at Torso. It's Wednesday, the 7th of May, of June, sorry, 7th of June. May God bless you today. It's time for our opening prayer. My wife, Undreamed Of, will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together for worship. And now we pray for your spirit to come and teach us the things we need to know by anointing the words of our pastor, filling him with your spirit, and helping us always to grow in grace and wisdom. Thank you for your loving watch care throughout the night, and thank you for this time to spend with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about
title for the worship thought is Almost Persuaded. Almost Persuaded. Father, thank you very much for blessing us with your love. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, for you are in control, not only of the great affairs of this life, but you're in control of our intricacies and our emotions, in our welfare. We ask for your Holy Spirit to be with us as we open the Word, to be inspired today, in Jesus' name. Amen. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, "Thou art permitted to speak for thyself." Then Paul stretched forth the hand and answered for himself, "I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before thee, touching all the things whereof I am accused of the Jews, especially because I know thee to be an expert in all customs and questions which are among the Jews. Wherefore I beseech thee to hear me patiently. My manner of life from my youth, which was at the first among mine own nation at Jerusalem, know all the Jews, which knew me from the beginning, if they would testify that after the most straitest sect of our religion, I lived a Pharisee. And now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made of God unto our fathers, unto which promise our 12 tribes instantly serving God day and night hope to come, for which hope's sake, King Agrippa, I am accused of the Jews. Why should it be thought a thing incredible with you that God should raise the dead? I verily thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth, which things I also did in Jerusalem. And many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests. And when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. And I punished them oft in every synagogue and compelled them to blaspheme. And being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. You know, again, brothers and sisters, there's nothing like your testimony. We're seeing Paul give his testimony over and over again. It's the same testimony, but it's powerful. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and those things in which I will appear unto thee. This was the man persecuting God's people, but God knew his heart. There are people, brothers and sisters, that are in the wrong, persecuting people, thinking that the people that they persecute are outside of God's perfect will. And God's going to blind them with light one day because their heart is right. They think they're serving God. Now, some people get to the point where it says, they that kill thee will think they do God's service. That's what it was. But see, some of those have a hard heart, and they will not be open to the voice of God. Reading on, he says, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom I send. This is Jesus telling Paul, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee. So Paul was an apostle to the Gentiles. Jesus is giving him his commission to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision, but showed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. For these causes the Jews caught me in the temple, and I went about to kill me. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come. In other words, the very things that they're killing me for, or want to kill me for, are the very things that they say should happen. They say Messiah should come. They just rejected him when he came. That Christ should suffer, and that he should be the first that should arise from the dead and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. And as he thus spake for himself, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art beside thyself. Much learning doth make thee mad. But he said, I am not mad, most noble Festus, but speak forth the words of truth and soberness. For the king knoweth of these things, before whom also I speak freely. For I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him, for this thing was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, believest thou the prophet? You see, brothers and sisters, we sometimes have to make appeals to people. We have to say, listen, will you give your heart to God? Somebody might not give their heart to God because we never asked them to. We have to make appeals. He was straightforward. King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? Because King Agrippa had claimed to believe the prophets, you see. I know that thou believest, Paul said. Then King Agrippa said unto Paul, you see, you can believe with your mind. You can have an intellectual assent to the truth, but not give God your heart. And it was pulling on King Agrippa, but he wasn't willing to make the sacrifice and turn his heart over to Jesus. Then King Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Friends, a beautiful hymn has come from these words. Almost persuaded Christ to receive. Almost persuaded Christ to believe. Seems now some soul to say, go, Spirit, go thy way. Some more convenient day on thee I'll call. Almost persuaded, come today. Almost persuaded, turn not away. Jesus invites you here. Angels are standing near. Prayers rise from hearts so dear. Oh, wanderer, come. But there's a verse that says, almost persuaded, harvest is past. Almost persuaded, doom comes at last. Almost cannot avail. Almost is but to fail. Sad, sad, the bitter wail. Almost, but lost. We can't be almost persuaded and make it into the kingdom, brothers and sisters. We have to give our hearts to the Lord. And Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day, were both almost and altogether such as I am, except these bonds. You see, that was added to bring conviction. They knew he hadn't done anything to be in bonds. So Paul said, I wish that everybody would almost, and then altogether, that means they would go through with it, be persuaded, and they would be just like I am, except these handcuffs you got me here. When he had thus spoken, the king rose up, and the governor, and Bernice, and they that sat with them. When they were gone aside, they talked between themselves, saying, this man doeth nothing worthy of death or bond. Then said Agrippa unto Festus, this man might have been set at liberty if he had not appealed unto Caesar. That's not true. He appealed to Caesar because they were trying to get him to go back to Jerusalem. Brothers and sisters, God hasn't promised that we won't go to jail, but if we go to jail, let it be for the cause of Christ. Let it not be because we got involved in some folly. You know, God hasn't promised us that there will be no persecution. As a matter of fact, he said there will be persecution. All those who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. At the end of every broadcast, every morning we say, but he shall receive, Mark 10:30, but he shall receive 100-fold, now and this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life. My brothers and sisters, we are promised peace. We are promised eternal life, but we are the last generation of people on the face of this earth to usher in the faithfulness necessary to show the world that even in the face of the mark of the beast, God can give us peace and power. to overcome sin. And we will stand on the Sabbath truth and not deny his Sabbath, though the world would persecute us for keeping it. Let's pray. Father, help us not to be almost persuaded, but altogether persuaded. We ask that you will bless us now, that we will be faithful. Be with us as we transition now to the wellness segment of this broadcast. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, my brothers and sisters, we will hear from Sister Lenny after our torso song, Health to Body and Soul. Health to Body and Soul. The next thing you will hear is the torso song. We have an 8-minute intermission approximately.
There's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon. Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain? disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vows.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to earth. Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave, in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
Our topic for health from Sister Lenny is health to body and soul. Sister Lenny.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Health to body and soul. We are to be workers together with God for the restoration of health to the body as well as to the soul. And we should teach others how to preserve and to recover health. For the sick, we should use the remedies which God has provided in nature, and we should point them to Him who alone can restore. It is our work to present the sick and suffering to Christ in the arms of our faith. We should teach them to believe in the great healer. We should lay hold on His promise and pray for the manifestation of His power. The very essence of the gospel is restoration, and the Savior would have us bid the sick, the hopeless, and the afflicted take hold upon His strength. The power of love was in all Christ's healing, and only by partaking of that love through faith can we be instruments for His work. If we neglect to link ourselves in divine connection with Christ, the current life-giving energy cannot flow in rich streams from us to the people. There were places where the Savior Himself could not do many mighty works because of their unbelief. The body must be kept in a healthy condition in order that the soul may be in health. The condition of the body affects the condition of the soul. He who would have physical and spiritual strength must educate his appetite in right lines. He must be careful not to burden the soul by overtaxing his physical or spiritual powers. Faithful adherence to right principles in eating, drinking, and dressing is a duty that God has laid upon human beings. The Lord desires us to obey the laws of health and life. He holds each one responsible to care properly for their body, that it may be kept in health. The Savior in His miracles revealed the power that is continually at work in man's behalf to sustain and to heal him. Through the agencies of nature, God is working day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment, to keep us alive, to build up and restore us. The desire of God for every human being is expressed in the words, Beloved, I worship of all things, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. And that's 3 John 2. True religion and the laws of health go hand in hand. This morning's devotion is coming from a devotional, Lift Him Up, page 260. Thank you, and may God bless you today.
Amen. Praise God. Phone lines are open. Press star 6 if you'd like to share anything. And on Facebook, we have South Carolina represented. We have the country of Kenya in Africa represented. We have Georgia here in the United States, of course. There is one outside the United States, by the way. And I think that covers that. On our call, we have Ohio, we have Alabama, we have Maryland, we have Delaware again, and we have Iowa, we have Georgia, and we have Missouri. If there is anyone that has anything you'd like to share, please press star 6 at this time. All right. Well, God bless you. We'll just end a little early today, and I'll turn it over to my wife, Undreamed Of, to have our closing prayers.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship, and we thank you for all that you have been able to open up our minds to be able to be fed your word this morning. We pray that you would bless every heart in a special way. Again, we ask for special blessings to be granted for healing, spiritual, mental, and physical. And Lord, we do ask that we can always let your spirit lead our lives by directing and instructing us, guiding us, and keeping us on the straight path of righteousness. May we be faithful to you in all that we do, and may we do service unto you as well as unto man. We thank you for hearing us this morning and being with us and feeding us your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Our closing song is, I Will Trust in the Lord. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
Amen.
I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord. I will.